It's another exciting episode right here on African Fried Radio, and I'm excited. I'm happy to be here again because this particular episode is not like the one that I have been doing. I have a guest with me. We're going to be talking about everything that concerns relationship as it comes to our mind. Yes, it's going to be an exciting one, and I'm happy. I have with me my friend Jennifer. How are you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you. So good to be here.
Oh, it's so nice. She's like my party, like my friend Gogo. You understand? Don't forget, this is African Pride Radio. My name is Hazizat, and this is Love Matters. So Jennifer, how was Valentine's Day? I saw the gifts. You were tensioning us with different gifts. Posting on Instagram, posting on WhatsApp, your WhatsApp status. How did it go for you? I'm certain that it was an amazing experience.
I'll just be very brief about it. Actually, Valentine's. Yeah? According to the name, it means a day to, not a day anyway, like love. It's just a time to show love to your loved ones. So I feel those that actually gave me those gifts you said you saw online were people that appreciated my efforts.
You appreciated your efforts in life. Did you hear that?
Yes.
It was like, we always think Valentine is always about lovers and people in a relationship, but you could also show love to your family members, and it doesn't even always have to be Valentine's Day. As you're going on today, show love to one person that is very, you know, might not even be in a relationship with, maybe your family, your sisters or your uncle. Just show love to them and buy them something. Appreciate them. So today I have some interesting questions to ask, to be honest. Today's episode is going to be packed with a lot of, you know, very interesting question. So I have loads of interesting questions. There's just few actually, because, you know, we still have to, you know, be track on time. We have to check. What am I saying? Good. We have to be right. What's that word? Jennifer, help me. We have to be right track on time. There's a try to remind me. We have to be, yes, we have to get right back on track. Whatever, please. If the sentence comes to you, just help me to comment on this post on Instagram at African Pride Magazine. And if you can articulate what I'm trying to say, we have to be right back on
track.
Chuck, whatever, please forgive me for that. So the first question is, the first question I want to ask is, Jennifer, is, so you're on a date with a guy, you're like, the conversation is flowing, and all of a sudden, maybe you said something and you're not feeling uncomfortable, you're feeling uncomfortable, all of a sudden, how would you politely excuse yourself from that date? Like, you're already having a good time, you guys are discussing, all of a sudden, maybe he threw a question at you that you feel like, I'm not comfortable with this. How would you excuse yourself from that question or from that date?
Okay, like for me now, like, I don't know, my life is very simple. If that kind of thing,
my life is simple.
If that kind of thing should happen to me, what I would just do? I don't know, like, if I'm already having that conversation and it's not going well with me,
and all of a sudden
it's not going well with me, what I would just do is that personally, I would just excuse myself politely. I might just be like, okay, I want to use the restroom.
Girl code. Yes, that's one girl code.
I want to use the restroom. Can you please excuse me for a while? I'll be right back. Then when I get to the restroom, I'll try, like, you know.
Exactly. Oh my God. You decide on what to do.
Exactly. It's not as if I'll just change my mood immediately. I'm like, oh, I don't like what I won't do that.
Please learn from that. Like, that is something. It's not like you just take your action abruptly, just like that. Stand up and excuse yourself angrily. No. You know, you just have to be, you still have to be calm, go to the restroom, think about what you're supposed to do. And you know, you just give an excuse from there. You give an excuse of,
yes, now give an excuse of, okay, you know, that's when I come back, like, from the bedroom,
just,
right?
Let me just give you another girl code. Oh, I received them. You know, you just get back to the date, get back to the table. I'm like, oh, I just received a call right now. I need to go.
I need to excuse myself or something. Or probably I might just be like, personally, like, okay, I just be like, I just went to the restroom
and I discovered that
no lady stuff now. Yeah. I'm not too comfortable. I need to get something to change to. You understand? And so I just restart, like, you know, so I would just go out and just end the relationship, end the conversations like that.
That's something. You just learn from that. You're on a date with a guy and the conversation went off and it wasn't going to the direction that it should be going and you felt uncomfortable. Just excuse yourself, go to the restroom, calm down, just relax first, think about it. Should I go back? Should I still continue to struggle with that date? Or think about, oh, let me come up with an excuse. I'm sorry. Oh, I have to go and change. I'm not okay right now. You know, that's something. Or you can just come up with, oh, somebody just called me from the office. I have to go back right now. That's good. That's brilliant. Give yourself a round of applause. something. Yeah, that's brilliant. So let's go to the positive parts. Let's not talk about the negative this time around. Okay. So tell me, what's one thing that a guy has done for you that you'd never ever forget? Like something huge, that's something magnificent. You think about it. You should not. Try to think about something that somebody has done. Is it recently? Maybe the person was there for you. Let's focus on the positive side of. Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
Somebody bought. Something. Someone bought something.
Someone
did for you that is so significant that you cannot forget.
I cannot forget. Okay, yeah, now there's a particular friend of mine. It's just a friend, not even a relationship
Wow.
Do you understand? Like, we just get talking, blah, 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 and the rest before you know it. So, we talked about my car. Yeah, we didn't even talk about my car. I told my friend, a friend of mine, that is his friend, about my car and the tire. My tire actually had issues and all. And before you know it, on my birthday, like on my wrist, somebody I don't even talk to,
so close with.
And the next thing, he came to my office and he bought 2 pairs of tire. And I'm like, wow.
Wow. Oh my God. Like, you'd not even think about ever getting such gifts.
Ever. A tire on your birthday. Wow. What I get is flowers,
it's so hilarious.
Dresses and all. But tire, man.
Wow. Imagine somebody, just think about it. Imagine you're having issues with your car and someone surprises you with 2 brand new tires on your birthday because you know that issue of having issues with your car and how frustrating it can get, and all of a sudden somebody is like buying a new car for you, Sam.
Exactly.
So you just imagine the gift is going to be hilarious, but it's so very useful and thoughtful at the same time. Wow. Guys, you can do better. Are you listening to this thing? You can really do better.
Yes,
so. It's not all the time you be buying all those gifts, flowers all the time, chocolate all the time. You don't tire. Please buy us something. Think about it. What does this girl really need in her life? And buy it.
Engine oil for car. Engine oil is strange.
Kukuma buy car. Kukuma buy new car.
Engine oil for new car. It's so strange.
Oh my God.
Car seats.
Oh wow.
This is cover.
I am really enjoying this right now. This is the African Pride Radio. My name is Azizat, and we're talking about my friend is here with me, and I'm asking her a different, juicy question that you'd really, really gain from. We've spoken about quite a number of things, and I just want to quickly throw in that African Pride magazine do have a dating site. So you can just log on to www.africanpridemagazine.com/radio or log on to www.starloveup.com, and you can always follow us on all our social media platforms at African Pride Magazine. We're on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. Always comment on this post so that I can relate with you. I'm also on Instagram at Azizat Anu. Yeah. So on the next question, Jenny, are you ready for this one?
Yes, I am ready.
Are you ready for this one? So this one is a bit, funny and corny at the same time.
Okay.
So I think I would, throw in my own contribution on this question as well.
Okay,
so will you rather be with someone who is constantly buying you gifts all the time? Yeah. Buying you gifts.
Or
you're with someone, let's say married to someone. Would you rather get married to someone who's constantly buying you gifts, or someone who is always helping around the house? Like, he would help you wash, he would help you clean, he would help you cook, he would do all those things, take care of the children. Be with someone with Valentine or Christmas. So every day he's always buying you gifts. Like, that money is very generous. Choose one. You cannot have a bit of both. Just choose one.
Sure, definitely. There's this saying, I'll answer your question very, very straight. There's this saying that material things, no matter what, it's going to end. It's going to end. You understand? I cannot be going for somebody that is always buying me Valentine. I know her, I want somebody that will be taking care of my kids, taking care of my needs and all. Obviously.
She has said it. Honestly, I don't have anything to say again. She has honestly said it. It's because these things, you can even buy it for yourself. And the person that is also, it is hard to teach someone who is constantly buying you gift to, teach them around the house how to clean, but someone who already knows how to clean, how to help you with the children, help around the home, you can easily tell them, please now buy this thing for me. Now you can easily change their mind towards such.
You can even buy, surprise them, and from there
they would understand, okay, this is how you should be. But trying to train someone who is not really, helpful around the home, that is gonna be hard. But this, I don't know,
it's
this,
not by material things, though. It's
a go. This episode is packed with a lot of goodness now. also tell your friends, please forward this a radio podcast to them. Let them know that we've gained, if you've not gained anything, it's not possible that you've not gained anything on this episode. This is the African Pride Radio. On the last question that I'm going to be asking Jenny, we are about to, you know, call it, will I say call it a day or am I forgetting my words now? We're about to, is it through the curtain? Oh God, please forgive me.
We're about to draw the curtain.
Exactly. Thank you. God bless you for coming. We're about to draw the curtain. So the last question today is, tell us one thing that you wish guys knew about us. We ladies, just tell us one thing that you would wish that guys knew. That is not, that they always think that we are difficult. And we're not difficult. Just help, tell them one thing that you wish they knew when they are in a relationship with us.
Okay, this is just one thing I'll say. Guys are always saying this thing, like, and girls are always very soft. Girls cannot do, I don't know the word I'm supposed to use. That girls are the same, they are
all the same thing.
They're all the same.
They're too emotional.
Too emotional. Mm. Then
it's important.
Yes, or probably you cannot be dependent on your own or something. Yeah.
Okay, like, for you need them to be, you know, significant in the society. That without a man, it feels like
exactly,
you are
useless.
Or
have
anything useful.
Yeah.
Just like
seriously, and for example, now, like, for example, let's say, okay, about this cutting, let me just use cutting for example. Mm-hmm. Some guys believe that, okay, ladies can know there's some things, there's some technical things inside
that
the car
that
I've seen ladies do by themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, you change your oil, you clean your car, you do this, you do that. So it's always very, very strange,
like,
then that, okay, you know, you can't do that.
Something like that.
Paying off house rent, you believe that a lady cannot do that. You know, there are a lot of stuff, but right now, like, right now, as I'm speaking to you, speaking to all guys out there, like, ladies are so dependent, right? There are so many beautiful things that a lady can do that a guy can.
Independent.
Yes.
So a lady can be independent and still be all that loving things that you want her to be. So don't let anybody confuse you. A lady can be independent and she still can be loving. She still can be soft all at the same time. I think that's all. I think, okay, I really want to contribute to this. What's that one thing that I wish guy knew? I always wish that guys knew that we are not hard. That just give us attention. That is everything.
Just
be loved.
That's our love language.
See, everywhere. Our love language is universal. Well, we see, we might still have the other one, act of service, buying us gifts and all of those things. But please, show us attention. If you're in a relationship with someone that you love and you cherish and you don't want to lose, please, just don't ever make it feel like, don't ever let a day go without her making you feel that she's important in your life. So that is it. I think we've had a lot of things that you should take note today. And that's what we're going to be having today. It's been amazing talking to you. It's been amazing having Jennifer on the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
If you listen to the last episode where I talked about something that someone did for me that I cannot forget, I referenced that, I think the person that followed me, like, I said I was looking for an apartment. This is Jenny. It's been amazing. Thank you so much.
So much.
Until next time, don't forget, this is the African Pride Radio. So the crew members and executive producer are Olu Nuridi Olayola. Thank you very much. Until next time, my name is Azizat Anu. Bye.